starting to be more come in now pretty regularly. Starting to be a line there at the dump. And they're all TR clear.
Last time I went on a Tuesday, the line started at the street. It didn't take long. I mean, I was talking on radio. That's one good thing about ham radio. You can talk on the radio the whole time you're sitting in that line, and, you know, 30 minutes will go by in 5 minutes. W4DJW.
Yeah, I love it. You're right. Well, I was talking to Kay and poor RJN last night. He's doing okay. But I found out I've had right shoulder surgery. And you won't believe this, but I was sitting there after I got done talking to him for about 30 minutes, and that right shoulder, it hit me like a 10 on the pain scale. I got enough problems, Dave. I don't need to have another shoulder surgery.
Well, I can't argue with you there. One time when I got home from, I went to Milwaukee in the wintertime one time when I was working for Bank of Japan, and I was ready to get home. I was tired. I think I had been to the West Coast, and I left the West Coast, and I went over to Milwaukee and then came home. And I was booking it down the stairs at the GSP airport, and, you know, they've got a marble floor. And I was going too fast, and my body got ahead of my legs. My legs couldn't keep up, and I pedaled as fast as I could going that, but my legs couldn't get up underneath of it. And I smacked the floor. I face-planted the floor, but it was with my shoulder, my right shoulder. And when I got home, I told my wife, I said, you know, we might all look at this. This feels really – and she, I took my shirt off. She looked at it. She said, we're going to the emergency room right now. And ever since then, the weather makes it hurt, makes it sore. And it's got a little knot that sticks up. They said, we can do surgery on it, but you'll have to stay in traction for 6 months. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. They said, well, you know, it happens to a lot of people, especially bike riders, when they fall. It pops a ligament loose, and this little bone pops up, and it's no longer perfectly aligned, so you can feel it. Is yours something like that?
Well, I fell in front of the emergency room at the hospital I was working at as a technician my last year before I retired. And it knocked the shoulder out of joint 2 inches. I was putting out snow melt, you know, on the ice. It was black ice, and it was raining ice. Cars were all over the ditches. It was unbelievable. And I tore the rotator cuff, and the labrum, I guess, is a 10 and above it. Tore that, and of course, knocked my shoulder out of joint 2 inches. And on top of that, I got 6 hernias from that fall. So they fixed the hernias, and I went back to work in about 2 weeks. There was just little bitty ones on a scar down my belly that I'd had before. And opened up twice. And then 2 down there where you normally get. And they fixed that up, you know, laparoscopically. But that shoulder, it's never given me a bit of trouble. But it's from squeezing the microphone. And I'm right-handed. I don't like to do things left-handed. And bad part about it is that's my Morse code hand, too. It'd be impossible for me to do Morse code with my left hand. So after I get this kidney surgery, I guess I'll go order Dr. Pill, P-I-L-L. Can you believe that, Dave? he had me do some motion things, you know, they check, and he said, well, Tom, come back if it keeps hurting you. And it didn't, but now it is.
Well, you're lucky you were able to go as long as you were without it bothering you. Mine still bothers me. Sometimes when I go to sleep at night, I have to put it up in the air under my head because it laying down beside me, it just starts hurting. And when you lift your elbow up to the sky, the pain goes away. I saw Lance Armstrong, I think it was Lance Armstrong, had both of his shoulders done that way. You can see when they have a t-shirt on, you can see that bump. And once you've had that done, you know what that is. It's easily recognizable when that ligament gets torn and that bone pops up.
Carlton is the manager of the Aldi's down at Taylor's. And he goes all over the United States to these mega runs, you know, that they do, and Iron Man things. And he's scored mighty well. Has a bike that I know it's over $10,000, he told me. But I knew it'd be up in there because my nephew that flies 787s, he's got one up in that area that he rides all the time. But I thought it was 28, what the people at the store told me, but he had 20 screws put in his collarbone, Dave. I thought he hit a pothole, but I got corrected here last week by Carlton, and he said, no, I didn't hit a pothole. He says, we were up in the mountains, and the wind blew me off the road.
W4DJW, what was it that blew him off the road?
Just the wind blew him off, and it tore his helmet up, and busted his collarbone, I guess 20 times. He got 20 screws in it anyways. And they put it back there. He showed me this great big long scar. And, I don't know. How old do you think Carlton is, Bernice? Early 40s, I'd say, Dave. But he's intent on, he's going back to his first run this next week. He showed me some pictures. Him and I always give him a bad time down there. And just walk up to one of them gals and say, well, you took 37 seconds too long to put that piece on the shelf, and that'll get it going.
Well, I'll tell you, bicycles aren't, I mean, there was a buddy of mine that when I worked out in L.A., I had an office in L.A. and one in San Diego. And when I was in L.A., he would work with me on a database for our application. He's Chinese and spoke really good English. He'd been here most of his life. And he rode bikes like you're talking about, really expensive bicycles. He was going 60 miles an hour down a side of a mountain and just overdid it, going around the curve, coming down the hill. And ran head on into a tree, and it killed him instantly. The guy I worked with every single day for multiple years, right, and it just killed him instantly from a bicycle ride down the side of a mountain. But very serious stuff. W4DJW.
Yeah, those bikes get to traveling. It's made out of some kind of fiber. I got to go in. There's four cars pulled in behind me, and I got to get some cracked corn for the chickens, Dave. I've enjoyed it, and I'll be out mobile a little bit. Talk to you later. W4DJW and 0TR.
All right, Tom. Take care of those birds in 0TR. W4DJW clear.